All right, it is 4:36. Let's welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News. Britt Haley is joining me right now. She is the new director of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Service Department. And, of course, this is not quite official yet, but it's just a formality before it happens. Britt, welcome to the show. Are you excited about this opportunity?
Oh, who could not be excited about such a wonderful opportunity? Yes, absolutely.
So tell me what happens now before you're officially announced as the director.
Well, the mayor has nominated me for a city council approval to be the director of the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services. And so city council will have an opportunity to have their say and vote on the nominee.
Excellent. And when you got the news, what was going through your mind, and how exciting is this opportunity, not only for you, but to what you can do for the city of Colorado Springs?
Well, I was tremendously excited. As a native of the Pikes Peak region, I know how wonderful and how valuable our parks and our open spaces and our trails are for our community. And having the opportunity to lead this department into its future as our city grows and as people really have grown to appreciate everything that we have is just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I chose the legal profession when I was in college because I thought it would be flexible and it would allow me to really do impactful things. And I can't think of a more impactful career than to be able to bring park spaces to our citizens.
How are you going to bring your style to this position, and what is needed in this position as you understand it?
Well, you know, Colorado Springs is unique amongst all cities in that it really does have this location at the foot of Pikes Peak with all of these beautiful open spaces. We've preserved most of our western mountain backdrop. We have beautiful, amazing resources to the east of the city. We have open spaces that other cities would just love to have. And then we have a lot of beautiful park spaces within that, the Pioneers Museum, a couple of golf courses. You just really can't compare our system to anyone else's because we have just such a great system. And that means that there's a lot of responsibility toward stewarding that into the future, making sure that we're taking care of what we have, but also providing for our citizens as our city grows those opportunities for them to have their own park spaces and sports opportunities and all of the things that go along with enjoying the outdoors.
Yep. And you, in this position, you'll be reporting to the chief of staff, Jeff Green. And together, you guys will be in charge of this entire department. If there's one goal that you can pick out going through this selection process and ultimately becoming the new director, is there one thing that you specifically can share with us that you're working on or that you know of that's going to make a difference in Colorado Springs?
Sure. You know, the city of Colorado Springs has had a sales tax program that supports trails, open space, and parks called the TOPS program. And this year is its 25th anniversary. So city of Colorado Springs was thinking ahead 25 years ago to what has really produced some of the best that we have in our system. And that tax will expire at the end of 2025. And so one of my chief priorities is an extension of that program because it has brought so much to the city that people appreciate, and we know that it needs to continue in order to be able to support the future of the city of Colorado Springs.
Isn't that amazing? They knew that 25 years ago.
They were forward thinking. That was well thought out.
Yeah, no doubt. Have you met Jeff yet, and what do you make of him?
Oh, yes. I've worked with Jeff Green for the entire time that Mayor Southers has been mayor. I started working with him when I was in the city attorney's office, and then as I moved over to parks and the design and development and the TOPS program. So I have a lot of confidence in his leadership and his strategic thinking and look forward to moving forward as the department head under that strategy.
Excellent. Britt, it's so nice to catch up with you, and it's just going to become a formality, but we're looking forward to visiting with you many more times. Please don't be a stranger. You're always welcome on the show, and anything you want to help spread the news, let us know.
Well, thank you. I hope we can talk about tops in the future.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful. Thanks again for the time. We really do appreciate it. And let me be the first to congratulate you. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
It is our pleasure.